Welcome to Essence, your weekly dose of Essence Magazine. I am Cherise Stevens, a volunteer reader for Sun Sounds of Arizona. Today, I am reading articles from the Fall-Winter 2025 issue of Essence Magazine. Some of the articles I will be reading are A Blueprint for Your Best Year Yet. We offer the insights, mindset shifts, and action steps to ensure that your New Year's resolutions related to love, money, and health will go the distance. Bring the Runway Home. Known for dressing celebs from Beyonce to Michelle Obama, Carly Kushner turns her polished, eclectic aesthetic into interior design. Nourish to Glow. Forget the face lotions on your bathroom shelf. You get that healthy complexion first from what's on your plate. Home Harmony. An uncluttered, balanced, serene space increases mental clarity, boosts productivity, and promotes well-being. A Blueprint for Your Best Year Yet. From Love to Finances. Move beyond resolutions and enter 2026 with peace and a clear plan. By Stephanie Long. When the holiday buzz fades, many of us will feel the pull to reset, realign, and recenter before stepping into a new year. But this guide isn't a checklist of resolutions designed to fizzle out by spring. It's about honoring where you are, which requires that you clear space and start the year strong, with clarity and strategy. Read on for how to prepare for 2026 in ways that will have you feeling grounded and purposeful. Here are insights from experts in love, health, and wellness, and finance, the areas we most often seek to improve as January 1 rolls around. Love in the new year. Start 2026 by shifting your perspective on amour, viewing it not as a problem to be fixed, but as a sacred practice of clarity, self-awareness, and openness. Whether you're single, healing, or partnered, this clarity can transform how you connect with yourself and others. Expert insight, Sean Boudram, relationships expert, Bumble. Prepare for rocky times, Boudram says. When it comes to managing major life crisis and loss, our first line of defense is our intimate relationships, she notes, especially given the uncertain times we are in. To have not just if, but when conversations is essential. For example, when there are financial shifts, what are we going to do? When there is a loss that's painful to one or both of us, how can we support one another? For those looking for companions to have those types of conversations with, she says, it's important to leave space for magic when setting intentions. Rather than a too specific goal for the year, try something more whimsical, like, I want this year to bring me a romantic partner who shows me how great life can be. Or, I want our connection to reach depths I didn't even know were possible. Mindset shift. Approach love differently. Love yourself as if you are your responsibility, Boudram says. When we reframe self-love from a feeling to a responsibility, we give ourselves the permission we've always needed to root it in action rather than just sentiment. Action steps. Set boundaries as love. Acknowledging that boundaries are designed to keep people in versus out is a necessary reframe, Boudram says. Release blueprints. Do away with men should and women need to rhetoric, she says. If you're trying to love an individual, treat them as such. Build your curriculum. Learn about relationships in ways that resonate, whether through therapy, mentors, or self-study. Expand love's definition, from Ori, self-love, to Ubuntu, family, to agape, love for all. Boudram reminds us, love is vast and multidimensional. From forced fitness to joyful movement. Too often, New Year fitness plans make movement feel like a rigid obligation. Instead of chasing results, see movement as nourishment, focused on presence, joy, and self-respect. Expert insight, Brianna Thompson, Nike Well Collective trainer and Spiked Wellness founder. Being able to move your body is a privilege, Thompson says. Not everyone has that choice. When you start to see it that way, the relationship changes. Exercise doesn't have to feel like punishment or be about hitting a specific goal, like losing weight. It can simply be a way to care for your body. mindset shift. Move as an expression of care, not change. There is only goodness that comes from movement, and you can always come back to yourself, Thompson says. This body, this ability to move is something I get to honor every day. That perspective keeps me grounded in joy and in the commitments I make to myself. Action steps. Start small. Try a 10-minute walk, stretch while your coffee brews, or dance in your living room. What matters is consistency, not perfection, Thompson explains. Ditch all or nothing thinking. Doing a bit of something is always better than doing nothing at all, she states. Make it accessible. Use tools like a mini stepper or take morning walks. Root yourself in joy. It's about honoring your body and reclaiming your energy. Rest to reset. Rest is not a luxury. It's vital for well-being. Permission to rest can be radical, especially for Black women and femmes. Expert insight, Jasmine Marie, founder of Black Girls Breathing. Rest can be defined in many ways, says Marie. Her focus, which she covers in her book, Black Girls Breathing, Heal from Trauma, Combat Stress, and Find Your Freedom, is helping the nervous system truly adapt to rest. Too often, we take time off but still max out our schedules, or lie down only to find our bodies restless and our minds racing. That creates a lot of angst for so many of us, she says. Marie also notes the systemic weight Black bodies carry, with chronic fight or flight, leaving many feeling unsafe and unsteady. Practicing intentional rest helps retrain the nervous system, restoring a sense of security and stability. Mindset shift. Rest is your right, not a source of guilt. Rest is non-negotiable, and Black women are entitled to it. Marie highlights that while it may feel uncomfortable at first, teaching our bodies this rhythm helps us approach moments of relaxation with intention. Action steps. Create a bedtime ritual. Set up cues like dimmed lights or herbal tea. Incorporate micro rest. Practices like oceanic breath, a deep rhythmic inhale and exhale through the mouth, like ocean waves crashing, done even for 30 seconds, can be soothing. Learn your body's rhythms. Notice what supports your rest best. Set boundaries. Say no to protect your energy. Your financial fresh start. A fresh financial start doesn't require overhauling everything. It's about building confidence and leaning into community. Expert insight, Tiffany the Budgetnista Alish. As Black women, we don't have the luxury of always finding external support, Alish says. That's why she suggests we focus on community, sharing resources, tools, and access with one another. Mindset shift, more confidence, less focus on competency. Alish notes that many Black women believe they aren't good with money. She reframes this. It's not a competency issue. It's a confidence issue. You are capable. You just need to have the confidence. You need to do the small things and then celebrate the small things. Action steps. Try a challenge. Doing an intentional one with a specific goal in mind, like a budget or a credit challenge, can set you up to make real changes throughout your year, Alicia says. Try the 52-week challenge. You save an amount each week that matches the week number. $1 in week 1, up to $52 in week 52. You'll have $1,378 by the end of the year. Automate your money. Split paychecks into multiple accounts from bills to long-term savings so your system runs itself. Reviewing recurring expenses. Check your subscriptions quarterly. Keep only what aligns with your values. Make assessing savings inconvenient. Open an online-only savings account to keep money growing safely out of reach. Bringing it all together. You've likely heard this before, but transformation happens through small, consistent shifts. Step into 2026 boldly by choosing one action in each area of your life. Over time, these simple steps build responsibility, balance, and self-care that support growth and joy. Here's to striding into 2026 grounded, clear, and ready to bloom. May this be your most aligned and empowered year yet. Bring the runway home. Designer Carly Kushner's refined eye defined her fashion label. She's applying that aesthetic to home decor. By Dominique Fluker. There's a symbiotic relationship between fashion and the world of interiors, with more fashion creatives curating high-end decor collections, independently or with popular home brands. Carly Kushner is one of the designers who has successfully made the leap from fashion into this exciting space. The transition feels seamless, she says, as she believes our aesthetic preferences naturally shape our surroundings. Personal style is very connected to interior design, she explains. It's very collaborative. When you're working with a client directly, it's their home, their space. So it becomes about creating something that embodies who they are, while also maintaining your aesthetic and meshing the two. The London-born, Brooklyn-based designer is widely known for the esteemed brand Kushner, beloved for its feminine, glamorous, and cutting-edge pieces. Initially partnered with Michelle Ox, she opened the fashion house Kushner et Ox in 2008, dressing the likes of Michelle Obama, Beyoncé, Lupita Nyong'o, Ava DuVernay, Rihanna, and others. In 2018, Ox departed the company, which continued on as Kushner, until the pandemic hit in 2020. As a result of a revenue dip due to slow sales during that period, Carly Kushner made the difficult decision to close the business that year. But she didn't give up on designing. She released a successful capsule collection with Target in 2020, and she collaborated with the lifestyle retail brand Anthropologie on an assortment of ethereal meets modern wedding dresses. Then, she found herself going in a new and seemingly unexpected design direction. After completing her first interior design project during the pandemic, she began a collaborative partnership with decor company Lulu and Georgia in 2024, launching an upscale line of luxe furniture items. She also began bringing her interior design expertise to select clients, creating spaces that reflected their unique experiences and taste. I think it a wonderful thing, Kushner says. I love to be inspired by a person's cultural heritage or the things they love, like art and books. The style savant had developed an admiration for architecture, home decor, and vintage furniture while attending Parsons School of Design from 2003 to 2007. Similar to fashion, there's just so much to learn from it, she says. It was something that I had been wanting to do for a long time. Even while I had my clothing brand, I didn't have the capacity at the time, but this was a natural progression for me. And what's special about interior design is that it's got much more longevity than fashion. I enjoy designing spaces and furniture that stand the test of time and can grow with the person, evolving alongside them. I felt like once I closed my fashion house, I had the space to expand myself creatively. For her line with Lulu and Georgia, Kushner relies on her fashion knowledge to guide her when it comes to designing items. People have shared with me that my furniture collection is reminiscent of my clothing, she states. At first, I couldn't see that, but when I think about it, it makes sense. I wanted the collection to feel inviting. I wanted it to feel like it's got a lived-in quality. There's a cozy, warm feeling. The pieces are also refined and elegant, and I feel like there's a little bit of an eclectic quality to them. With some of the detailing, such as fringe, we wanted the line to feel like you've collected these items over time. Each piece of furniture has its own little story. Kushner sees similarities between the disciplines. Interior design is almost the same as fashion in how it can bring a space to life. When a collection is finally done and it comes to life, whether that's in the photo shoot or on a runway, it's showcasing all the inspirations that you've pulled together. It's the same with interiors, whether it's different furniture pieces that you've found or how you've brought a client's vision to fruition. You're taking a blank canvas and bringing life to it, because people are going to live their lives in it and make memories in this space. And that is the most special part of it. As she rolls out new furniture items with Lulu and Georgia in September and continues designing chic homes, Kushner encourages us to discover which design elements bring us joy and to hold on to that when curating our own digs. Infuse your home with your style, Kushner says. Whatever you like and you want to be around should be in your space. You are listening to Essence with Sharice Stevens on Sun Sounds of Arizona. Nourish to glow. We're constantly being sold on the idea that a miracle serum can give us perfect skin when, in reality, it's about what's on our plates. By Kedra Manns. We've all been there, getting ready in the morning when we spot a pimple or a dry patch that wasn't there yesterday. Our first instinct might be to Google products and scroll through beauty influencer feeds looking for the magic serum to fix the problem. But often, the solution isn't in a bottle. Instead, it starts with taking a deep breath, having a glass of water, and looking at what we've eaten lately. Because that late night snack or fast food dinner might be showing up on our skin. When it comes to skin health, we often think about what we can put on top, says Rosinder Russ Powell, a registered dietitian and certified diabetes care specialist at Russ Powell Nutrition and Diabetes Care in Plano, Texas. But good skin comes from within. I always say skincare starts in the kitchen, but is maintained in the bathroom. The beauty industry keeps us buying items, from 12-step product-based skin routines to jade rollers and mechanical face cleansers. In 2023, Black consumers alone spent $9.4 million on beauty products. According to NIQ, a global consumer intelligence company that tracks consumer spending, social media pushes endless serums and creams, but Powell emphasizes that the first step should be consulting a healthcare professional who can help identify the root cause of your skin issues. Often, that journey begins with your diet. If you're eating foods that break down into sugar quickly, it causes inflammation at the skin layer, Powell explains. Desserts, soft drinks, and starchy foods like rice rapidly turn into sugar. Overconsumption can lead to dullness and early signs of aging. Hydration is also crucial. Dull, flat skin can be a signal that you need more water. Drink a glass of water every hour to flush out toxins and remove blood flow, Powell suggests. You can also try water-rich foods like watermelon and cucumbers or soup-based meals to up your H2O intake. Even with the best intentions, we can fall off track with the way we eat. Don't panic, Powell says. It's never too late to reset. Start the next day with water, then veggies, then protein, she suggests. Skip alcohol for the day and instead take a 15 to 20 minute stroll. Moving your body helps too, she explains, because sweating pushes out toxins. Last but not least, catch some Z's. Powell recommends 7 to 8 hours. Sleep is great for your skin, giving it a chance to repair and rejuvenate as you rest. Still, diet alone may not resolve everything. Skin is the largest organ, so it makes sense that we need a team to support it. A dermatologist will evaluate your skin and recommend ingredients that are safe and effective for your specific goals, says board-certified dermatologist Nana Boyake, MD, MPH, of Hackensack, New Jersey. She stresses consistency over chasing trends. Some people see a TikTok routine, try it, and when it doesn't work, they move on, she notes. That cycle can actually do more harm than good. Dermatologists, she adds, take a holistic approach, considering lifestyle, medications, and health history before recommending products. Follow-up visits help refine a routine over time. One myth she hopes to dispel, the need for dozens of products. The skin is a sensitive. Between the environment, air, and food, it's already under stress, she states. Too many products disrupt the skin barrier. That's when things go awry. In most cases, she says, two or three high-quality items are enough. But for the record, breakouts are totally normal. Hormonal changes, especially in women, make occasional pimples inevitable. What's not recommended is popping them. That can lead to infection and hyperpigmentation, Boyacki warns. Instead, apply warm compress to boost healing or cold compresses to calm inflammation. Try that 3 to 4 times a day. Of course, not everyone can afford frequent visits to the dermatologist. For those on a budget, Boyacki recommends consulting primary care doctors or following certified dermatologists and dietitians on social media. They share free, reliable advice. But no matter your budget, there's one thing you must invest in: sunscreen. Boyacki suggests a teaspoon for the face and neck, front and back, daily. Sunscreen prevents sun damage and early aging. When shopping, she recommends picking up multitasking products like moisturizers with brightening agents. The number one issue for people of color is pigmentation, she explains. That's why she developed her own line, Dr. Nana Boyeki Skincare, formulated with scientifically backed ingredients tested on all skin tones to hydrate, brighten, and balance the skin. Looking ahead, Powell encourages people to embrace skin-supporting foods from greens to nuts and seeds that are rich in antioxidants, promote collagen production, and more. I tell my clients, if it's bright on the plate, it will be bright on the face. As for Boyeki, she hopes the future of skincare leans toward minimalism. For 2026, let's minimize the amount of products we're using, she advises. That should be the trend. Simplicity is better. If your goal is clear skin, dietitian Rosinda Russ Powell says these six food types can make a difference. 1. Leafy greens are packed with antioxidants that repair damage from the sun and pollution. Examples, collard greens and spinach. 2. Lean proteins help build collagen and elasticity. Examples are chicken breast, lentils, Greek yogurt. 3. Healthy fats trap in moisture and add glow. Examples, avocados, tuna, olive oil. 4. Orange and red produce, aka carotenoids, brighten skin tone. Examples, sweet potatoes, carrots, tomatoes. 5. Berries and citrus are rich in antioxidants and vitamin C to support collagen. Examples, blackberries, kiwis, oranges. And 6. Nuts and seeds supply fat-soluble vitamins and zinc to reduce inflammation. Examples are almonds, walnuts, and pumpkin seeds. Home harmony. With expert guidance, uncover practices and products that will help create a more balanced and tranquil space in time for 2026 by Dominique Fluker. It's difficult to be productive or find peace in a cluttered, disorganized home. Our living spaces have the powerful impact on our mental well-being, which means chaotic environments can deplete our energy, strain our physical health, and heighten our stress levels. As many of us begin contemplating our New Year, New Me goals, it's important to include our home in that vision. Instead of waiting until next year to spring clean, there's no time like the present to redesign our spaces for optimized functionality. The joy will naturally follow. Clutter and chaos can be draining to our systems, says Toronto-based psychotherapist Megan Watson of Bloom Psychology and Wellness. After long days of working, caregiving, spending our social energy, or simply navigating the current world climate, burnout, decision fatigue, and mental exhaustion are often inevitable. Processing our stressors when we get home is not made easier when our surroundings are visually disorganized. The goal is to create a home environment within your capacity and resources that offers small but meaningful opportunities to nourish yourself and give your nervous system a place to settle. Watson suggests establishing a system of tidying up that works for you. From there, you can arrange a home that is clean, aligns with your values and needs, and allows you to be at peace. Just as we might prioritize tasks in a big project to avoid overwhelm and to build momentum, we can approach our home in a very same way, focusing on the most critical aspects for functional and relaxed living, she says. That might mean editing and letting go of the clutter you no longer connect with. Whatever is most important should be prioritized and given space. It might be something as simple as having a spot to safely light a candle or arranging your jewelry so that getting ready in the morning feels more like you. A small moment of coming to yourself, Watson adds. These touches turn organization from a chore into a form of care, making your home a place that actively supports your clarity and emotional well-being. Rebecca Love, a home therapist and founder of Organize for Love, based in Staten Island, New York, says clutter is annoying because it's often tough to describe what it is and how to come up with a solution for it. Often you ignore it because you can't pinpoint exactly what's bothering you, she says. You're not crazy. Clutter is simply a series of many decisions to be made. It's easier to make choices about how to clean up the mess if you reframe your thought process on how you'd like your nest to feel. Your home is sacred, so you should treat it as if it is an extension of you, Love states. If you look around your home, it'll reveal to you where you are mentally, spiritually, and emotionally. Know it takes humility to slow down long enough to accept where that is, and courage to change it. It also means being vulnerable, to turn your attention to yourself and your needs, especially the needs you're neglecting, which are reflected in your home. Organize with love. Rebecca Love offers thoughtful organizational tips and product recommendations to help you refresh and redesign your home for the new year with grace, intention, and compassion. Take a nap. If you need to purge but don't have the time, the energy, or capacity to do so, rest. It seems like such a small thing, and maybe even counterintuitive, but decluttering when you're exhausted will have you going in circles. Recharge. Recycle clothes in a different way. If you wouldn't give it to a loved one, don't donate it to a stranger. Of course, donations don't have to be in mint condition, but when it comes to ripped, stained, or damaged clothing, drop them off at a textile and recycling center instead of a donation center. Plan for purchases beforehand. Make it a habit to consider how and where something will be used before you buy it. Clutter is often created from a lack of intention, planning, and foresight. Reject survival mode. Not growing up in a calm or functional home can lead to overbuying and holding on out of fear, but chasing comfort can clash with the home you're trying to create. Clean with gratitude. If cleaning was used as punishment when you were growing up, it's natural to resist it, as refusing to clean can feel like reclaiming control. But real empowerment comes from choice. Say, I choose to clean. I prefer to honor my home. Do it not because guests are coming or you're selling the home, but because this is your space, your place to rest and dream. Essential tools that tidy. Over-the-door organizer. A back-of-the-door system can keep items off the floor or can be an option for stashing random things that don't quite fit anywhere. It's budget-friendly, takes little to no installation, provides additional storage, is multifunctional and compact, and maximizes available space. Organizer inserts. Your baskets are still overflowing because there's no system inside them to keep your bins from becoming cluttered and you from losing sight of their purpose. Consider using smaller containers, which organizers call inserts, to further sort the contents into more manageable categories. Shoe storage. A narrow and stylish shoe cabinet is your entryway's dream. You're adding a decorative and innovative storage solution all at once. But you don't have to limit to holding shoes. It can also be used to store specialty and seasonal items, such as biking gear, yoga blocks, and more. Pro tip, shop for a shoe cabinet with one or two drawers for extra storage to hold miscellaneous items beyond footwear. You have been listening to Essence with readings from the Fall-Winter 2025 issue of Essence Magazine. I am Cherise Stevens, a volunteer reader with Sun Sounds of Arizona. Have a great day.